KNDY.
And a good evening, and welcome back to the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. We've been on the road for a couple of weeks, tournament time, and we come back home for a three-game set with Marysville hosting Riley County tonight. Abilene comes in. That was a flip-flop on the schedule originally. We've played once down there in a makeup affair, and they'll travel up here on Friday. Centralia comes in on Saturday afternoon. Bruce Dierking live with Bulldog Basketball on KNDY Marysville, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app as well. Girls and boys tip off here tonight, and our live coverage is service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. Opposite our broadcast, Ben Keller's in Hanover as the Wildcats entertain the Valley Heights Mustangs in Twin Valley League play. They'll be on the air shortly on our sister station, KNDY-FM 95.5. Fighting a bit of a cold here tonight. I'll do my best to stay with you for the next couple of hours, and delighted to have you tuned in for Bulldog Basketball Live on KNDY.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Public address announcer Brian Croc reading the rules, and I would be remiss not to note his haircut tonight. With what you can make of a mohawk out of a shorter, maybe one-inch hairdo, he's got the NCKO logo on one side and a Chiefs arrowhead on the other, celebrating dual championships, obviously a Chiefs win in the NFL championship, and he was the NCKO coach as his junior high team won a back-to-back finish as a league champion. So congratulations to Brian. Appreciate all of his hard work and his younger Lady Bulldogs. Boy, talking about champions up on the big video board, we have not only the NCKL 8th grade champs, we have the Hiawatha Girls Invitational champs who will tip off first here tonight. The Thunder Classic champs, Marysville Boys, will tip off in the nightcap. And also recognizing the Baldwin Invitational champs, Cole Fredrickson's Marysville High Wrestling team. It has indeed been quite a tail end of January, early start to February for Marysville sports programs. Again, we're back kicking off the first of three games here at home. Marysville hosting Riley County tonight. Abilene comes in Friday and Centralia on Saturday. For this Marysville girls basketball team, they come off three wins in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational and all in convincing fashion. They dispatched a second seed Horton, third seed Maranatha Academy, advancing to the championship, a rematch with Jackson Heights, who beat them pretty convincingly a year ago. Marysville girls victorious in that championship ball game on Saturday. Final score was Marysville 51 and Jackson Heights 32. Marysville has gone 4-2 since the Christmas break. The Lady Bulldogs are 5-7 after a slow start in December, just a single win back in the season opener. Here in the second half of the season, they've posted wins over Abilene on the road, and then those three wins to take the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Marysville comes in 5-7, hosting an undefeated Riley County team, and I was amazed how young they are. They start just three seniors on the varsity roster for veteran coach Harold Oliver. Riley County won their last match at Wilmuncie Friday, 45-72. They've posted wins over Hillsboro, Heston, Remington, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Rock Creek, Clay Center, Axtell, and Valley Heights. Not a lot of common opponents. Clay Center, Axtell, Valley Heights, those were all back in December, were common opponents, and Riley County is undefeated then in 11 starts this season. Marysville and Riley County. Here's the starting lineup for the visiting Falcons. C.J. Rignall is a 5'6 freshman. Jesse Brummett, a 5'10 junior. Sarah Thompson is a 5'4 senior. Brenna McGuire is a 5'4 senior. and Ames Burton is a 5, a junior. Head coach is Harold Oliver. Marysville starts Eva Peschel, a 5'7 sophomore. Linda Franco, a 5'10 junior. Sammy Bartles, a 5'10 senior. Macy Raver, a 5'8 junior. And Emily Dressman is a 5'8 junior. Marysville is under head coach Amy Renier.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2020 Buick Envision Essence and Enclave Essence. The new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred. Available and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Rachel Massis, choral director here at Marysville, has a sextet doing our Star Spangled Banner tonight. And I was wrong. Ryan Croft shares his NCKL chant. It does not say Chiefs. He looked at the flag. I'm corrected on that. All right, not a shot. Let's get back to basketball. Starting lineups being announced. It's Riley County at Marysville. First meeting between these two teams this season. Marysville coming off a strong finish in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, winning the championship after finishing runner-up to Jackson Heights a year ago. Marysville jumping to a 7-5 first quarter lead, opened up a 16-point half advantage Saturday, and they were led in scoring by Madison Runnebaum. She came in off the bench with 12 points for Marysville in a 51-32 win. Marysville in the semifinals were led by Sammy Bartles with 22 points. Madison Runnebaum chipped in 16. And in the opening round on Tuesday of last week, Eva Peschel led three players in double figures with 11. Linda Franco and Sammy Bartles scored 10 apiece. Marysville 5-7 versus undefeated Riley County. Their state ranks at 11-0. Just two seniors among the starters for Harold Oliver's club. This will be a handful here tonight. We'll come back with the opening tip.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
And again, Bulldog basketball live tonight on KNDY Marysville, AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app, and the service of our Sports Booster Club members. Sammy Bartles at center court with Ames Burton. The tip is up and we're underway as Riley County takes first possession left to right here at the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Sarah Thompson, far side to Brenna McGuire. Back out top to Thompson. Challenges the lane. Kicks it off to freshman C.J. Rignall on the near side, and she'll take it in for two. Riley County scores off their first possession. Bulldogs take it right to left. Eva Peschel, far side. Sammy Bartles in traffic near the lane. They work it around to the near side to Peschel. Cross court, Linda Franco for three. Flat off the top of the rim. Peschel keeps it alive with the board. Macy Raver back to Peschel on the wing. Around the far side to Franco. Franco, check of the lane, nothing doing. Cross court to Peschel. Pass to the forecourt, stolen by Sarah Thompson. Guarded by Macy Raver, was fouled on a layup attempt. Earns a couple of free throw opportunities. Raver's first personal. We're just underway. Things seem kind of quiet. Not a bad crowd here. Still more fans filing in. Plenty of good seats. If you'd like to join us for a Tuesday evening of basketball. Girls just getting started. Boys to follow. Here's Sarah Thompson, a 5'4 senior. It's good. A busy broadcast week for us. We had college action both sides last night. Kansas Jayhawks win. Kansas State almost pulled an upset. Thompson's second look is good. Back here on Friday and again Saturday afternoon with college hoops as well Saturday. As mentioned, Ben Keller's at Hanover tonight with Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Friday night, Frankfurt's at Centralia, our sister station. Macy Raver unloads a tray off the near side. Bouncing high off the front of the rim, Ames Burton brings down the board. Riley County in their road blues. The Falcons trimmed in white. Thompson near side. Baseline pass. Feed to Burton near the free throw line. Kicks it out top to Thompson, missing a tray. Foul whistled underneath. Ames Burton first, personal. Marysville trailing 4-0. Field goal and a pair of free throws for the visitors. Playing the paint to Emily Dressman, splitting defenders underneath. Grabs it back and is fouled from behind by Ames Burton. Burton was playing more for the rebound to get tagged with her second personal foul. She'll check out as Kylia Ricketts, a 5'8 senior, set to come in. First, Emily Dressman, a 5'8 junior, charity stripe, missing off the back of the rim. Dressman's second look. This one's good. Bulldogs on the board with 6:12 to play. 4-1, Riley County lead. Thompson, one of two senior starters, one of three seniors on this still very young team. Sets the offense. Rignell is a freshman starter. She plays it left to right in the forecourt. Near side, Brenda McGuire. Checks from the corner. Man-to-man D. Trades off, far sides with Rignell. Near side pass to Brummett. Scoots underneath, plays it out to the opposite wing. They work it back to Brummett on the near side. And Sammy Bartles reaches in to force a tie-up. Bulldogs on the alternate possession. Marysville yet to score a field goal. We're 2.5 minutes in. Macy Raver, three out of the far side corner. Doesn't draw in. Bartles cleans it up inside. Sammy Bartles scores, trimming the Riley County lead to one. Thompson, check of the lane, backs it out in the forecourt. Follows the screen. Feeds McGuire on the wing. Reserve Kylie Ricketts near the free throw line. Back out top to Thompson. They're very patient. Off the baseline, Brummett. Long pass to forecourt. Rignell holds it high. Turning off the far side, brings it back to Thompson out top. Marysville, a very tough defense. Sarah Thompson drives right side of the lane. Shot hung on the rim. Wouldn't fall. Bartles rebound. Playing the paint to Emily Dressman. Shot missed. Bartles cleans it up. Back-to-back scores for Sammy, giving Marysville their first lead, 5-4. They're just outside 4:15 to play in first. Thompson double team, far side, lob underneath to to Ricketts, doesn't fall. Bulldog rebound. Chance to extend their first lead in the ball game here, middle of the first. Bartles out front, drives to the free throw line. Guarded shot, rims off the back. Ricketts rebound. Riley County scoreless for the last several minutes. They scored on the opening possession. That's been their only field goal thus far. Had a pair of free throws, and you've got a low-scoring start here. Seems like that's not unusual for this Marysville team to be involved in low-scoring starts. Eva Paschal reaching in, grabs the ball away. Couple of substitutions. Madison Runnebaum, Grace Lauer in the Marysville lineup, a junior and senior. It's Falcon basketball. They're down by one. Wide on the far side, Jesse Brummett. Cross court to Rignow. Thompson out of the corner, plays underneath the Ricketts. She's in traffic and kicks it back out. They're trying to work it inside, not with a lot of success. Here's Jesse Brummett fighting for possession as Eva Paschal trying to grab it away. Picked up the foul whistle instead. Team fouls even at two apiece. We're not quite 5 minutes in. Marysville 5, Riley County 4. Shot in the paint by Jesse Brummett. Doesn't fall. Tie up on the rebound is the Bulldog possession. Franco turning, top of the key. Bartles outside. Eva Paschal off the arc. It's good. Counted for two for Eva Paschal. Extending the Marysville lead, 7-4. Solid start for Emmy Renier's team. They are very focused out there. Three on the near side by Rignell. Doesn't draw iron. Lauer underneath. Brings it to Bartles. Sammy plays outside the arc. Grace Lauer's shot missed. Bartles tracks it down. Plays underneath. She was fouled on the follow and earns a couple of free throws. Bartles to the line for MHS.
Foul number 23, Ashton Cole. That's her first.
Ashton Cole picks up her first. Bringing senior Sammy Bartles to the line. Missing. First one spun back out. And a second look is good. 8-4, Marysville. Thompson sets the offense. Near side wing to Ashton Colt. She'll take it with two defenders. Shot fell off the back of the rim to Linda Franco. Franco challenges Thompson at the other end. Traveled with it as she hesitated trying to work around Thompson. Six minutes plus into this ball game, Riley County hasn't scored a field goal since their opening possession off the tip. Rignell, near side, cross court. Thompson missing a three. Bartles high for the rebound. Riley County, very disappointing start here on the road tonight, hitting a low percentage. Sammy Bartles in the paint for her third score. It's 10-4 MHS. A Marysville team that started out with a single win in December has gone 4-2 here in January. Pass to Thompson, got over the timeline. She saves it back in play to Brummett in the forecourt. Around near side, feeds Thompson out top of the key. And it's good for Sarah Thompson. Her first score is a tray, trimming the lead to three. Under a minute and counting here in the first. Bartles near the lane, scoots underneath, too deep. Near side, Lauer, near the arc, shot off the rim, doesn't fall. High up between Runnebaum and Colt. Macy Raver, Emily Dressman, Marysville starters check in for Paschal and Bartles. Falcons down three. 50 seconds left. as patient as they've been, they may play this out. Brignell near side. Thompson out of the corner. Passed across the top of the key around the far side. Brummett brings it the other way. Splitting defenders was fouled on the layup attempt. Cutting between Runnebaum and Franco, Linda got her second personal. Yeah, they say it's her first. I'll take that, yeah. My bad. To the line is Jesse Brummett. Her free throw is good. Brennan McGuire, starter, is back in the Falcon lineup for Colt. Brummett's second look is good. Trims the lead to one. Falcons 4-4 at the charity stripe. We're under a half minute left. Sarah Thompson tips it past midcourt, tracks it down in traffic, plays in the paint to C.J. Rignall, who's fouled. And the freshman to the line was fouled by Madison Runnebaum, her first. Rignall, a freshman, her first trip to the line. One to tie, two for the go-ahead. Here's the tie. There's 15 seconds left in the opening eight here at the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Rignall, second look for the lead. It's good. And the Falcons are 6-6 at the line. Traveling whistle versus full court pressure, Bulldog turnover. Couple of mistakes, kind of starting to chip in here toward the end of the quarter. Fouls, giving up free throw points. Now a turnover. Here's Rignall near the lane, shot missed. Offensive boards out to Brenna McGuire, and she was fouled. This is going to be five Marysville team fouls. Madison Runnebaum, two in a row. Here's Bartles in the lineup for Runnebaum. Now 9 seconds left. It's not a shooting foul. Thompson, top of the key, unloads. Off the front of the rim, missed. Bartles corrals the board. 4 seconds left. She collides in the backcourt with Brenna McGuire, who's whistled for the foul. Bulldogs inbounds from midcourt with 1.7 seconds left. To Bartles, turning, guarded three, off the top of the glass. The buzzer, into the first quarter in girls' action here. It's Riley County 11, Marysville 10.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
Undefeated, state-ranked Riley County scored off the opening possession, had the early lead, which Marysville took away. 6 of 6 free throws for the visiting Falcons, and they lead 11-10. We're just underway in the second queue here. Bartles off the point. Dressman comes to the near side to Lauer. Far side, Raver. Bartles out of the corner. Splits two, then meets another pair of defenders near the paint. Shot rolls off, doesn't fall. Jesse Brummett rebound. Comes the distance, crashing into two defenders. Were they set? Took the charge. They had been camped out a good long time. Here's McKenna Miniman in the Marysville lineup for Lauer. Miniman, a sophomore reserve. Team fouls even at 5 apiece. Bartles turning, brings the defender near side. Raver for three, missing. Long balls aren't falling for MHS. Over the backboard, out of bounds. Bulldog basketball, a service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. Tell them thanks. Live coverage, home and away games. Couldn't do it without them. Thompson, far side. Laying the paint to Brummett. Shot near the free throw line, missed. Dressman pulls down the board. Here's Bartle stopping short at the free throw line. She's drawn lots of defensive attention, as is Dressman between defenders. Needed help. Got Bartles in the corner. Play to the forecourt, swiped away, but Sarah Thompson plays the layup for two. Thompson on the conversion, and she's got 7 points. Riley County leads 13-10. Bartles off the free throw line, comes in the paint, surrounded by defenders, shot doesn't fall. Boards after McGuire, Falcons bring it back the other way. Around the horn, near side, Rignell. Thompson, top of the key, long three, shot off the rim. Bartles rebound. Timeout Marysville, 6:04 to play, first half. It's Riley County 13, Marysville 10.
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slow with another traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Why is U.S. Cellular's unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines on a network that got even faster. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair at your Beatrice or Marysville store.
Ball game. A good matchup here. 5-7 Marysville. Undefeated Riley County. Their 12th start here tonight. Amy Renier took time out there. Orbiter passes far side. Lob to Dressman between defenders underneath. She ties up with Ames Burton. Linda Franco in the lineup for Raver. Riley County 13, Marysville 10. 5:50 to play, first half. Played to Burton inside, draws defenders. She traveled with it. Full court press, inbounds to Franco. Bartles, far sideline. Dressman near the free throw line. Back to Bartles. Franco near side. Heschel. Bartles near side corner. Comes short off the baseline. Shot rims off. Doesn't fall. Brummett rebound. Play Rignell near side to Brummett. Underneath. Guarded. She was fouled by Emily Dressman. Her first, team six. Pair of free throws coming for Jesse Brummett. For a Riley County team that was 6 of 6 in the first quarter at the line. This one's good. Brummett's knocked down 3 of 3. Katrin McGuire is a junior. Ashton Culp, a junior reserve, checking in. Brummett's second look is good. Still perfect at the charity stripe. 8 of 15 scores for Riley County have been free throws. Here's McGuire on your side. Franco lob underneath. Bartles too deep. Plays it back out on the wing. McKenna Miniman unguarded top of the key. Lights it up for three. Bulldogs trim the lead to 2. 4:45 to play in the half. Pass near side to Brummett, playing the paint for Katrin McGuire, doesn't fall. Bulldogs bring it back. Franco drives the lane, long layup missed. Tip, nope, save. Bartles, save inbounds, but taken by Rignell. Thompson underneath. Easy shot to Sarah Thompson. She has 9 points. It's 17-13. Pass around the far side. Play underneath from Emily Dressman. Shot rolls off. Riley County's not giving up second opportunities. 4-point lead for the visitors. Out of the far corner. Pass intended for Brunich. She comes to the court. Sammy Bartles swipes it away. Then a tie-up with Linda Franco and Ashton Cole. Runabomb in the Marysville lineup for Bartles. Bulldogs trail by 4 with the ball. 3.5 minutes left. Far side to Peschel. Out top, Miniman. Right side is Franco. Turnaround shot near the lane. Missed by Runabomb. Tracked out of bounds to... First they said Marysville, then Riley County. Should be Riley basketball. Falcons by 4 with the ball in what has been a hard-fought first half. You wondered how Marysville would react coming in, a state-ranked team, undefeated. But they build a lot of confidence in that Hiawatha Girls Invitational taking the championship. Bob underneath. And a score with a free throw coming for Brenna McGuire. Good balance with 4 of 5 starters scoring now for Riley. McGuire can stretch this lead to 7. It's good. They're still perfect at the line. 7-point lead, the biggest in the ball game for either team. Lob underneath. Run a bomb in traffic. Kicks it out to Franco. Drives the lane. Shot up. Ball's in and out. Tipped out of bounds to MHS. Javier Ricketts, senior reserve, back in the Riley lineup. Sammy Bartles is in for Dressman. Paschal, near side to Franco. Unloads a 3, missing, off the rim. Out of bounds to the Falcons. Miniman with the only tray for Marysville. That was moments ago. Quite a few long shots have been close, but not close enough. Falcons by 7 with the ball. Playing the paint to Brummett. Kicks it out to Rignell. Far side corner. Nothing doing for Colt. Sarah Thompson top of the key for 3. Her second tray, her 4th field goal. She is carrying this team with 12 of 22 points. Bulldog turnover at the other end. The laser focus for Marysville kind of falling a little off target here. Three out of the far side corner doesn't draw iron. Right into the hands of awaiting McKenna Miniman. Here's Franco. It's a special right side. Pass across the lane. May have been deflected. Taken by Riley. Bartles alongside Jesse Brummett's whistle for a foul. It's her first. And we are in the bonus at the Riley County free throw line. Here's Raver in the Marysville lineup for Miniman. Brenda McGuire, starter for Riley, checks in for Culp. Jesse Brummett's at the line, 4 of 4, and stays perfect. Ten of 23 points are free throws, and here's Brummett's second look. Good again. So half their point production, nearly half their point production, which is the lead, have been charity shots. 8 Marysville team fouls, 5 on the other side. Franco playing the paint. Bartle splits defenders, and she was fouled. Down to a minute 40 left in the half. Ricketts first personal. Here's Sammy Bartles at the line where she was 1-for-2 earlier. It's good. That's only Marysville's second score here in the second quarter. A tray by Miniman. The free throw for Bartles. Here's her second look, missing. Armouth rebound. Foul whistled in the backcourt. Marysville's going to have to check fouls. You cannot send an 12 of 12 free throw shooting team to the line. Second personal on Franco is a ninth team foul. Double bonus after this. Rignell at the line. Perfect. Grace Lauer in the Marysville lineup for Franco. Katrin McGuire is in the Riley County lineup for Brummett. Here's Rignell's second look. Still perfect at the free throw line. 26-14 is Riley's biggest lead late in the first half. Far side, Eva Peschel, missing badly on a three. Saved on the baseline by Marysville's Grace Lauer. Run a bomb, double team traffic near the lane. Has it stolen away. Atron McGuire. Under a minute remains. Riley County looks patient with the ball on a comfortable double-digit lead, holding Marysville to a field goal and a free throw in the second stanza. Grace Lauer tried to tip a pass away in the forecourt. Picks up a foul. Her first. Sarah Thompson's in the double bonus. Double check. It's Brenna McGuire. McGuire's free throw rims out. First one they've missed. And McGuire's second look is good. Lead is 27-14. Pass to the lane. They're looking for Bartles in traffic. Behind Thompson and McGuire, she was fouled. The foul whistle on Ricketts, her second. That is how crowded it is in the paint, where they're trying to find either Bartles or run a bomb without success. Sammy's at the stripe, 2-for-4 tonight. Missing off the back of the rim. Falcon basketball, their lead at 13 with a half minute to play. They've outscored Marysville from the field, 9-3. Free throws, though, have been the difference here in this second quarter. Going to play the clock out. We're down to 10. McGuire far side. Thompson off the wing. Lob underneath, and McGuire. Shot missed. Runabomb rebound with 3 seconds left. Bartles half court launch off the glass at the buzzer. End of the first half in girls action tonight. Riley County 27, Marysville 14.
Show your support for your favorite team with custom and team apparel from Identities. Logos for every team, including all the area schools. See what's in store or have it custom made. Identities has lots of ideas. They feature embroidery and screen printing on almost anything, including shirts and jackets. They'll help design and print signs, vinyl graphics, banners, and more. Show your best side with the help of Identities. Find their shop on Center Street here in Marysville or online at identities.com. Identities, for that custom look that gets you noticed.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
RX Drugstore in Marysville offers the personal service you deserve. Every effort is made to provide you the outstanding reliability and best value that we can deliver. RX does just that, knowing each customer by name and taking the time to work with you personally to address any questions or concerns. It's that extra touch that makes shopping here at home with RX Drugstore special. Thanks for making us your choice for prescriptions and medications. RX Drugstore, downtown Marysville.
Recognizing the 8th grade basketball team out there who went back-to-back NCKL champs, and Jamie Miniman, their head coach, also the band director here at MHS. She was named Kansas Basketball Coaches Association Middle School Coach of the Year. So quite a fine honor. Riley County girls lead Marysville 27-14. A back-and-forth affair early on. Riley County took the score off the opening possession. They had an early 4-0 lead. Marysville got a lead of their own there in the first quarter. They were down 1, 11-10 at the end of 8. Free throws have been the difference in this ball game as Riley County's gone to the line hitting 14 of 15. Marysville 3 of 7 on the other side. Free throws were a big difference in that second stanza. 9 points from the field. The other 7 points were free throws. And again, Riley County's only missed one charity. They're 14 of 15 in the first half, leading Marysville 27-14. Sarah Thompson leads all scorers with 12 points. C.J. McNeil and Jesse Brummett, 6 apiece. Brenda McGuire with 4. Marysville's Sammy Bartles has 8, 7 of those in the first quarter. McKenna Miniman off the bench with a tray. Eva Peschel has a deuce, and Emily Dressman with 1. Marysville outscored 11-10 in the first, 16-4 in the second stanza. Riley County leads MHS 27-14 at the half.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
When it comes to Valentine's Day commercials, you probably think you've heard it all. But think again. Instead of a shirt, jeans, or a card, make it a manly holiday this year. Think DeWalt and Milwaukee power tools. Think LED flashlights. Or how about a big green egg smoker barbecue along with all the accessories? These are just a few of the possibilities you can give your man this Valentine's Day. Show him your love. Give him something he really wants from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeralums of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Boys teams on the floor warming up. Boys action follows, second of our doubleheader tonight. Live on TNDY, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Well, let's see. We've got quite a few basketball games tonight. Here it's Raleigh County Girls leading Marysville 27-14. Pike Valley Girls lead Concordia 18-17. Clay Center Girls lead Chapman 29-24. A couple of makeup games in the league last night. Clay Center Girls hold off an Abilene comeback 52-41. Chapman took Concordia 46-23. In boys play last night, Abilene beat Clay Center 52-45. Chapman over Concordia 48-33. Scores and updates on all of tonight's games on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show. Listen game nights twice each hour to service of Farm Bureau agents Marvin Kramer in Marysville and Bryce Leonard in Washington. Opposite our broadcast, Ben Keller is at Hanover tonight. Wildcats entertaining the Valley Heights Mustangs. They're underway on TNDY-FM 95.5. We're back here Friday. Marysville hosting Abilene. Our Friday feature game on our sister station, Frankfort at Centralia. Centralia comes in here Saturday afternoon. That's a little bit earlier start than normal. I think we're looking at 2:30, give or take, on the girls' varsity. Boys follow about 4 o'clock. We'll be here again. Three-game homestand. Riley here tonight. Abilene Friday, Centralia on Saturday. And our broadcast coverage is service of our TNDY Sports Booster Club members.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Deus Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Tuesday night basketball action. Glad to have you along on our broadcast. We sometimes forget to say thanks for listening. Marysville trailing Raleigh County 27-14. Bulldogs stayed with them, had the lead a couple times in the first quarter. It was 11-10. Riley at the end of one, but they outscored Marysville 16-4 in that second stanza. Raleigh County 14 of 15 first half free throws. Obviously, Marysville has to control fouls here in the second half. Sarah Thompson will open play for the Falcons. Around the far side to C.J. Rignell. Playing the paint, Jesse Brummett, turnaround shot off the rim. Follow shot by Ames. Burton is good. Burton's first score in the ball game. It's 29-14. Macy Raver in the lane to Bartles. Kicks it out near side to Peschel. Pass stolen by Sarah Thompson. Converts the steal. Sarah Thompson leads all scorers with 14. She alone has matched Marysville's scoring total. We're just underway, second half. Bartles comes out of the lane. Back far side to Macy Raver. Knocks down a three. Marysville's got to get some long balls here in the second half. That's only their second here tonight. It's 31-17. Thompson near side to McGuire in the forecourt. Playing the paint, Brummett between defenders. Lob to Burton. Shot missed. Peschel rebound. Riley County working a little harder to 5A junior Ames Burton in there. Play to Bartles in the lane. Scoots around Burton and is fouled. Burton's third. Some bench time with two fouls in the first half. Bartles at the line for Marysville. 2 for 5. First of a pair for the MHS senior missing. Again, still plenty of good seats here tonight. Got a half of a girls' matchup and the boys' game to follow. Bartles' second look is good. She's got 9 to lead the Marysville attack. 13-point ball game. Thompson left alone on the far side. Brings Rignell out of the corner. Back to Thompson out top. Defenders are staying inside the arc. Challenging Thompson now as she comes near the free throw line. Pass stolen by Bartles. Plays 1-on-2. Sammy Bartles was fouled. Colliding underneath with a big smile as she took Sarah Thompson down. That is Thompson and her first. Bringing Bartles back to the line where she just hit 1 of 2. This one rims out. Marysville 40% at the line tonight. A second try for Bartles is good. Double team pressure out top. Thompson comes out of the corner. 10-footer off the near side doesn't fall. Playing the paint. Follow shot was blocked by Emily Dressman. Dressman brings Jesse Brummett to the line where she went 6 for 6 in the first half. And it's short. Again, Marysville wants to control fouls in the second half. This is their first whistle. 11 in the first half. Missed again. Maybe that free throw magic worn its course. Playing the paint, Bartles, whistle for a charge, turning on Brennan McGuire. Sammy second, team second. Not sure she was completely aware McGuire was there. Double-digit lead for the undefeated Riley County Falcons. Play to Burton in the paint. She's got a lot of traffic behind her. A bounce pass off the toe of a Bulldog. Riley inbounds from baseline. Knocked out of bounds by a reaching Sammy Bartles on the far sideline. Man sitting rather stoically right now. Not a lot of excitement. Burton traffic in the lane. Kicks it out top to Rignell. She'll come along the free throw line missing. Offensive boards track down McGuire on the far side. Burton near the lane. Guarded by Dressman. Emily's tagged with a foul following Burton. It's her third. Ashton Culp is in the Riley lineup. For McGuire, Madison Runnabong will check in for Dressman. Out on three personal fouls. Amy Wren, you're pleading your case with the official there. Thompson off the free throw line. Drops a pass in low to Ashton Culp, missing. Offensive foul is whistled. Culp picks up her second. Team fouls are even at three apiece. A lot of whistles here. We're not even 3 minutes into the second half, and there's half a dozen team fouls on the board. Raver out between the rings, near side to Peschel. Pass knocked out of bounds by a reaching Ashton Culp. Bulldogs inbounds to Raver. Out of the corner is Bartles. Denied baseline. Franco drives the paint. Underhanded layup. One of the foul whistle. None there. Shot doesn't fall. Burton rebound. Measuring now up the other end. To Thompson near side. Pass knocked down by Madison Runnabaugh. Bulldogs swipe it away. Raver far side. Defender close to her. Franco turns out of the far corner. Heschel plays Bartles. Double team now on the baseline. Franco for three, missing off the heel of the rim. Foul stops play. Ashton Culp picks up her third, two in a row. Timeout on the floor. Riley County leading Marysville girls 31-19. With 4:24 to play, third quarter.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Macy Raver connects on a long ball after Riley County had swiped the possession. Missed a shot inside the paint by freshman C.J. Rignell. Again, Raver counters with the tray, pulling Marysville back within nine. Shot near the arc, rims off for Brenna McGuire. Following the paint is good for Jesse Brummett. Brummett with 8 points. That's her first field goal. The rest are free throws. Franco at the free throw line. Shot missed. Rignell rebound, brings it back for the Falcons. 33-22, Riley County undefeated in 11 starts. Lob underneath to Thompson. Lost control out of bounds. McKenna Miniman's in the Marysville lineup for Peschel. Falcons still have possession, they say. They weren't sure on that. Keying into Thompson. Check of the lane. Near side Rignell. Brummett from the corner. Long toss across the way to McGuire. Trying to spread this defense out. Red and black stand pretty much inside the arc. Thompson drives to the free throw line. Plays to Brummett. Double pump. She was fouled underneath. A pair of three free throws coming for Brummett. Amy Bartles picks up her third. Team fouls even at four apiece. We're not quite 5 minutes into this second half. Brummett missing. Six for six in the first half. She's missed her first three here in the second half. Dressman comes in for Bartles. Each of the two with three fouls. Brummett's second look. It's good. Lead at 12. Franco, far side to Raver. Run a bomb underneath. Chip shot for two. She was left alone under there. Run a bomb gets her first score. She's had double-digit performances the last couple of ball games for Marysville. And shot missed. Ames Burton tries to save it unsuccessfully. Bulldogs down 10. Plenty of time left for a comeback. Raver, far side, pass to the left, stolen by Thompson. Sarah brings it down the floor. Near side to McGuire. Ball was tipped away out of bounds. There's Kylie Ricketts, senior reserve, in the lineup for Riley. They won it Wabunsee Friday. It beat Hillsborough, Heston, Remington, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Rock Creek, Clay Center, Axtell, and Valley Heights. State-ranked Falcons with the ball. Thompson out of the corner, connects for three. Thompson with 17. It's 37-24. Play near the lane. Madison Runnebaum comes in the paint. Turnaround shots up and good for Runnebaum's second score. She was lead scorer in the game Saturday with Jackson Heights. Had a dozen. Play underneath to Jesse Brummett. She's got the deuce. Brummett with 11 points. Team's trade basket. Dressman near the lane. Comes out top. Miniman. Near side to Franco. Missing a three again. Falcon basketball with a minute 10 to play. Brummett colliding with Runnebaum. Foul whistle Madison underneath. It's her third. Oh, pardon me. Dressman's fourth. Brummett's sap a line. Her 11th free throw here tonight. This one rims off. Now Bartles back in for Dressman, coming out on four fouls. This is 16 Marysville team fouls tonight. Brummett missing again. Franco brings it back. Plays the paint. Tie up. Thompson reached in. Grabbed a piece with one hand. Katrin McGuire in the Riley lineup. Bulldog possession down 13 with a minute 4 remaining. Miniman off the near side. Out top to Raver. Miniman far side. Bartles in traffic inside. Out to Franco. Missing a three. Just can't get it to fall. Marysville really needs the long ball here. They just haven't been able to buy those tonight. Scattered three of them. Raver's got a pair. Miniman the other one. Linda Franco has tried and tried. She is still scoreless. Clock under 40 seconds. Wouldn't be surprised if they play this out. Back in the forecourt, they will. McGuire checks the clock. Riley County looking to stay perfect on the season there. State ranked. Three seniors, two of those start for Harold Oliver's club. Well, if they're tough this year, look out. Among their starters, this freshman, C.J. Rignell, checks the clock under 10. Takes it to the hoop. Rignell scores, and she's got 8. Long toss past midcourt. Almost. End of 3 in girls action. Riley County 41, Marysville 26.
Time to clean the house. But you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Falcon basketball, they lead Marysville 41-26 heading down the stretch. Riley County outscores Marysville 14-12 in that third quarter run. Falcons up by one at the end of the first quarter, had a double-digit halftime lead, hit 14 of 15 first-half free throws, haven't been nearly as hot here in the second half. They're 1 of 6. Shot beneath the basket, missing for Katrin McGuire. Couple of tussles on the floor for control. Belongs to the Bulldogs. Harold Oliver takes timeout. We've got 7:22 to play in the ballgame when we come back.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
Falcon basketball on a three-point miss by Marysville's McKenna Miniman. Riley County leads Marysville 41-26. Extend that lead as Sarah Thompson comes underneath with a backdoor layup. It is Riley County by 17 with a steal of a pass by Brenna McGuire. Playing the paint. Guarded shot missing by Thompson. Bulldogs take the board, but they've got a long way to come back. 6:20 left in the ballgame. At times, if you're a Bulldog, you feel like maybe Riley has 10 defenders out there. Macy Raver knocks down her third tray in the contest. That'll make a difference. Riley County's defense this second half has been smothering, especially in and near the lane. Lob underneath. Perfect assist for McGuire to Sarah Thompson on back-to-back scores. 45-29. Bartles double-team pressure. Near side, Miniman. Cross-court, Raver. Front of bomb, turnaround near the lane, missed. Eva Peschel ties up with Katrin McGuire. Peschel was able to grab it away, but not until after the whistle sounded. Jesse Brummett checks back in. Bulldogs down 16. Inbounds pass was tipped. Boys action to follow. Scott Brown talks with us on the pregame show. Marysville boys disappointing. 4-point loss at Seneca Friday. They defeated Nemaul Central earlier in the week for the Thunder Classic Championship. Count a second tray for reserve McKenna Miniman. And it's 45-32. Still with time left. There's 5:20 to play. Backdoor layup by Rignell is good. She's got 10. Outside scoreboard just went dark. Shot near the lane. Good for Eva Pascholer. Second field goal. Timeout, Riley County. 5:04 to play. Falcons lead the Bulldogs 47-34.
Cupid is taking aim. If you've been hit, head to Reflections Hallmark to ready yourself for the season of love. Your favorite Hallmark store is well stocked with cards, candy including Russell Stover's assortments, plush animals, indulgent personal care products for him and for her, and more. Stop in today at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Full court pressure on the Falcons, leading Marysville 47-34. 4:50 remains in the contest. Burton near the lane, plays it back to Brummett. Double teamed underneath. That ball stolen by Sammy Bartles. Bartles turning in the lane, little off balance. Shot's good. Counting. She was fouled. Bartles pretty much a one-man show, converts the steal. Fouled by Ames Burton, that's her fourth. Well, they show it's her third. I'll go with that spin. Here's Bartles at the line to clean up a three-point effort. On the way, good! It's a 10-point ball game. Marysville outscored them 11-6 here in the fourth quarter. Thompson, near side, gives off to Brummett. Push, foul away from the ball. Addison Runnebaum's third. Thompson, far side. McGuire, crossing. Brummett, crossing back. There are Thompson out between the rings. Man-to-man D. Bulldogs trying to avoid the foul. Burton underneath. Guarded by Bartles. Nice job by Sammy Bartles. Hesitant forced shot, and Bartles took it away. Franco playing the runabomb in traffic. Shot deflected. Bartles got the loose ball. Sammy bouncing off Burton. Two-point shot for Sammy Bartles. Bulldogs within eight. 3:45 remains. Timeout. Riley County. It was a double digit. Riley County lead. The Falcons now up by eight. 47-39. We'll keep it here. With a reminder, opposite our broadcast, Ben Keller's got Valley Heights at Hanover. A Twin Valley League tip-off on FM 95.5. Friday night, Frankfurt and Centralia. Friday night here, Abilene comes to town. Saturday afternoon, Centralia's in. 6 o'clock girls varsity, boys to follow Friday. About 2:30 for the girls varsity Saturday. Boys follow at 4. Quite a quite a comeback for Marysville, led by senior Sammy Bartles. Got a couple of scores in this fourth quarter from the field, including that last play in the paint. Leads Marysville scoring with 15 points. Harold Oliver still keeping his kids in the huddle there. After a long, long timeout, Falcons played in far sideline. Thompson across midcourt. Burton near the free throw line. Looking for help. Rignell comes that way. They're going to try to throw the defense off balance. For Marysville, you have to avoid the fouls. Next whistle's a bonus. Ball's knocked away. Which way does that go? Riley County. Macy Raver checking in from Miniman. Raver's got three trays Miniman up there. That's been it from the outside for MHS. Inbounds, forecourt to Brummett. They are patient, working that clock. We're down to 3:10. Little trouble on the far side. Thompson coming in the lane. Fouled. Coming past Sammy Bartles. Down at the basket. Free throw coming. Bartles picks up her fourth. Bartles and Dressman, four fouls apiece. Here's Sarah Thompson with 24 points tonight on the free throw. 50-39, that's an 11-point spread with 3 minutes left. Ball stolen away by Thompson. Bulldogs played into traffic on the far side. Double-digit lead. Again, you can watch Raleigh County work the clock here. 2:40 left. Not a lot Marysville can do. Just don't want to send them to the line. They went 14 of 15 in the first half. Haven't had the hot hand here in the second half, but they are capable. Challenging defender, C.J. Rignell driving. Layup missed. Franco rebound. Franco drives the paint. Meets Ames Burton. Stop. There. Ball is loose to Runabomb. Plays it out top. Bartles far side to Raver. Missing a three. Bartles in the lane was tripped up. Thompson took a tumble. Burton with the loose ball for Riley County with 2 minutes left. They are in the driver's seat. Thompson checking the bench. Harold Oliver says just back it out. Back it out. Rignell in the forecourt. Still on the dribble. She's a very capable freshman. Thompson around far side. Burton had it knocked down. Stolen by Sammy Bartles. Comes to the floor. Marysville takes timeout to protect possession. With a minute 33 remaining, it's Riley County 50, Marysville 39.
Filter days are underway at your Napa Parts store, Heenan's Automotive in Marysville. Take advantage of a large selection of farm filters. See them as well for hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for lunch February 12th from 11 to 2 during filter days through February 15th at Heenan's Automotive in Marysville. Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
Well, this 11-point ball game has come down to a 16-4 Riley County second quarter. Riley took the first, 11-10, 14-12 in the third. Marysville's outscored them 13-9 here in the fourth quarter. But again, that 11-point margin was a 16-4 Riley County second quarter. in part due to a ton of free throw opportunities. Bulldogs got to work quickly. Near side, Franco out of the corner. Pass to the lane, stolen by Sarah Thompson. How many has she picked off? Close it down, playing outside. And around the perimeter with the buck 15 remaining. Riley Caddy right where they want to be. Up double digits with the ball. Reach in by Franco on Thompson. Franco picks up number three. It's the eighth team foul. Kylie Ricketts in the Falcon lineup as Thompson waits at the line. Three for three tonight. She has 24 points to lead all scorers. Make it 25. Chapman girls beat Clay Center tonight 50-48. Marysville has one more matchup with Chapman late in the season. Second look for Thompson is good, extending the lead to 13, and we're under a minute left. Macy Raver, three. It's good. Raver's fourth tray as Amy Renier calls timeout. It's not undoable, but 55 seconds and a 10-point margin will make it a challenge. That's the first of two. Boys action to follow. Scott Brown is our guest on the pregame show. Madison Runabob will check in for MHS. Riley Caddy with some very capable ball handlers. That could be the biggest challenge here. Bulldog fans on their feet. Pretty decent crowd for a weeknight tip-off here on a chilly early February night. Back here tonight on, or back here on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, if you didn't make it out this evening. Or stay safe at home and we'll bring it your way. 52-42, Falcon basketball going the length of the court. 55 seconds away from their 12th win in as many starts. Full court pressure, as you'd expect. Rignell, the freshman, is fouled. Reach in by Macy Ravers, her second. No one's fouled out yet. Bartles and Dressman have four apiece. Franco and Runabom, three each for Marysville. Ames Burton has four for Riley. You see C.J. Rignell, 4-4 at the first half. This one missing. Runabom rebound. 50 seconds left. Got to shoot the long ball. Raver guarded far side. Franco in the lane. Shot over defenders doesn't fall. Gets the ball back on a tip. Plays a launch off the top of the backboard without success. Foul whistle. Brenna McGuire with the ball. Macy Raver picks up number three, leaving 32 seconds. Here's Brenna McGuire into the line. 1-4-3 in the first half. Free throw's good. 11-point difference. Katrin McGuire in the Falcon lineup. Brenna's second free throw. Stretches the lead to a dozen with just over a half minute left. Maybe out of reach. Bartles, top of the key, got a three! Timeout on the floor with 25 seconds remaining. 54-45 Riley County when we come by.
When you roller, send for Schroeder. For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Couple of league games going final. Chapman Edges Clay Center 50-48. Concordia over Pike Valley 47-35. Here it's Raleigh County 54, Marysville 45 on a Sammy Bartles tray. She leads Marysville scoring with 18 points. A 9-point margin. I still go back to 16-4 Raleigh County second quarter. Take that away. Marysville played hard against the state-ranked undefeated team here tonight. Interesting little pattern on the inbounds. Let's get the foul whistle first. Falcons lined up all four players way over in the far corner. The inbounds came from the near side baseline. They'd scatter all at one cue. And a quick foul stops the clock at 22 and a half seconds, sending C.J. Rignell back to the line. She's in a double bonus. First one's good. Fouled by Eva Peschel. That's her second. Rignell's second look here. On the way good for an 11-point lead. And that'll sew it up. Macy Raver, a three, missing off the back of the rim. Bartles corrals the rebound. Franco from the free throw line, missing. No, it's good. Bounced high, bounced about 5 foot high. Linda Franco's first score. She needed that. We're under 10. Riley County wins it. 56-47, our final here tonight. Falcons 12-0. Marysville falls to 5-8.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Distributed locally by Pepsi Bottling Company and Marcan Sales, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Gatorade, teas, water, and a variety of other soft drinks and sports drinks. Refresh with Pepsi Cola today. Covering Northeast Kansas sports is the Marysville Advocate, your local source for Marysville, Valley Heights, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Hanover High Schools. Local news and sports. Subscribe today to the Marysville Advocate.
Falcons win 56-47. Marysville stayed with them 3 of 4 quarters, but were outscored 16-4 in that second stanza to trail 27-14 at the half. And that wound up being the difference in the ball game. Marysville fought hard late, just couldn't quite get the comeback. Sarah Thompson was lead scorer for Riley County, senior with 26 points tonight. C.J. Rignell scores a dozen, Jesse Brummett 11. Brenna McGuire with 6 points, and Ames Burton gets a pair. Nothing off the bench for Riley County. Marysville led to Sammy Bartles with 18. Macy Raver hits 4 trays, all in the second half for 12 points. 4 apiece for Eva Peschel and reserve Madison Runnebaum. McKenna Miniman off the bench with 6. Linda Franco scores a 2 late. Emily Dressman with an early free throw. Marysville with the loss falling to 5-8. Riley County is 12-0. 56-47, the girls' final here tonight. Boys' action will follow here about 15 minutes away. We'll take time out, step aside for news and weather updates. And Scott Brown comes back to join us on the pregame show. You're in tune with Bulldog Basketball on KNDY Marysville. Campers Dierking back at the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Boys' teams on the floor warming up. Lady Bulldog coach Amy Rainier joins us after a 56-47 hard-fought battle with Riley County.
Yeah, and the thing is I thought we beat ourselves there a few times, like in the second quarter. They went on a 14-4 run on us. I think they shot 14 of 15 I just thought we beat ourselves. We weren't offensively. We weren't patient. We were doing things. But then we challenged them, you know, got on them at the halftime and said, you guys got to play better. And, you know, they came out. And I thought they played a pretty good second half overall. Took care of the basketball a little bit better. Hit some threes. Good team. Like I said, 11-0, ranked in 3A. So I was very happy to come, you know, under double digits, you know, after getting beat by some of these teams we have been getting bit by.
Well, you take away that second quarter, you're very much in the ball game, and a team that didn't give up late. You were down double digits, could have folded, but didn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, that's one thing we like about these kids. You know, they will constantly give the effort. They never give up. They work so hard in practice. You know, we've had two great weeks of practice. And this team at 2-7 before we went to the Hiawatha tournament could have easily folded. But they seem to want to do well, and the effort is still there, and that's what I love about these guys.
I want to talk about that Hiawatha tournament. You came in convincing wins, knocking off number 2 and number 3 and number 1 in the championship. You played some very good ball.
I thought we played probably some great team ball. The team ball that we played, seeing each other was awesome. We were getting up and down the court. We were having fun. We played so much better when we were having fun. I was so proud of them, especially to come. That last couple years, we've gotten beat by Jackson Heights pretty easy, so it's nice to come and beat them pretty easy. You know, they're a decent team, too, so I think they were 9-1, so deciding, and I think it brought us a little confidence in tonight's game, too.
It did, and that's where I was going to go. The first 8 or 10 minutes until that fouls became a problem in the second quarter, and they just nailed the free throws. You were very disciplined and very focused. Turnovers were not a problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, we're really trying to focus on keeping the turnovers, because this team, you know, right now you go and you're playing with one of the best teams in the state, and we're in the ball game until, like I said, we have that crazy fouls that shouldn't be happening in the backcourt. So overall, I'm just really proud of the way you take away that second quarter and we're in this game.
Back at home, you square up with Abilene for a second meeting this season on Friday.
Yes, like I said, we can't take them for granted. I know we beat them pretty easy last time, but, you know, it's a league game, and always league games, you never know what's going to happen. So excited to get back, you know, playing against them and then follow with Centralia, who's always a pretty good team here. So,
well, congratulations on the hard fight. Disappointing loss, 56-47. We'll do it again Friday.
All right, thank you.
Amy Renier, our guest on post-game show. Scott Brown's ahead on the pregame show for Marysville High Bulldog Basketball.